And as usual, we'd like to thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga.
Here are our top stories this evening.
About 10 people have been killed and thousands displaced by devastating floods in Zimbabwe.
Around the Chikuti area, which I border with Mangura, this is where we have witnessed some deaths. But in other areas, no. That is, at least it's a solace that no one was killed in that occasion. Only crops and livestock.
The Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe has threatened to go on strike if the government fails to pay its members bonuses as promised by state officials.
Why must we go back to work? Information reaching us from our membership is showing that nobody got that money, and it remains a pipe dream, and we are actually equally worried.
And two MTC formations attempting to form a strong opposition coalition have described as false and mischievous reports that top officials have started fighting over key positions.
About 10 people have drowned and thousands are displaced by devastating floods in Zimbabwe. According to state-controlled media, most of those who died are in Mashonaland West Province, where a family of eight traveling in a vehicle drowned in flooded Ngwazani River in Kadoma at the weekend. The International Red Cross also said in a statement today that over 800 people have been left homeless. Local authorities have put the figure at more than 1,000. The state-controlled Zimbabwe Broadcasting Corporation reports that police identified those who were killed in a vehicle attempting to cross the Ngwangwazi River as Nometa Ndondo, his wife Magneta Musariri, two-year-old son Tawana Nyasha Ndondo, Ides Musariri, 9-year-old son Benedict Mande, 4-year-old daughter Catherine Mande, 20-month-old son Chris Mande, and Ngeziman Ngonidzashe Gavi.
Police have also reported that two people were swept away by flooded Angwa River in the same province, while 20 remain marooned along the river following heavy rains. 21 families from Mucheri area in Zvimba and 8 families from Kudubi in Makonde district are now living in the open, with some being accommodated by friends and relatives. Mashonaland West Civil Protection Unit Chairman Provincial Administrator Christopher Shumba confirmed that no help has been received from their head office in Harare so far. The province is set to hold an emergency meeting amid calls by some Zimbabweans for President Robert Mugabe to cut short his Asian leave to attend the devastating floods. Studio 7's Blessing Zulu speaks with lawmaker Kindness Baraza about the devastating floods.
The situation is so bad in Makonde right now. There are a number of families whose homesteads have been destroyed. There are no food, no clothing, no shelter whatsoever. And right now I'm in Harare. I'm trying to see if we can get assistance. The corporate or government, I've been to see Minister Made in charge of agriculture. A number of fields have also been swept away. And some of these people are beneficiaries of the presidential input scheme program, where only about 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, they received the 10 kg pocket of seed. And this is the seed which they had planted, and these are crops which have been swept away. So the situation is dire as we speak.
How many people would you say have been affected by the floods?
Right now, the figures are still coming in, but as we speak, we are talking about 500 to 1,000 people. In other words, up to 1,000 have lost their crops, and up to about 50 or so have lost, it could be homestead or some part of their properties during this last week.
Any reported deaths in your constituency?
Not precisely in my constituency, but just outside the border of my constituency, around the Chikuti area, which I border with Mangura. This is where we have witnessed some deaths, but in other areas, no. That is, at least it's a solace that no one was killed in my constituency. Only crops and livestock.
That was lawmaker Kindness Paraza speaking with Studio 7.